This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
نستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله تعالى فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. We thank and praise Allah the Almighty, the Most Merciful, the Most Majestic. We thank and praise Allah for all of His blessings and bounties upon us. We ask Allah to keep us strong upon guidance. We recognize that there is no one worthy to be worshipped except Allah alone, and we recognize that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is His last and final prophet and messenger. We ask Allah to shower our beloved messenger with compliments and salutations, along with his family and his companions and all of those who follow his sunnah, his perfect tradition until the end of time. May Allah make us of those who recite the Qur'an and listen to it and follow it. And may Allah make us of those who are inspired by the tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and adhere to it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Qur'an commands the believers to have taqwa of him, to be righteous and pious, to be God conscious, to be aware that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as our master and Lord, sustainer and nourisher, is ever watchful over all of our statements and actions at all times. That is taqwa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands us to make sure that we do not reach our expiration point except that we are in a state of submission, following Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commandments and abstaining from His prohibitions. That is piety. Allah commands the human being to reflect upon their very own creation. وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Allah says, within you, within your existence, it is of the most amazing and beautiful and magnificent, if not one of the most, of all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's creations. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, within your lives and your bodies, within your intellect and your intelligence, within your emotions, are so many signs of the greatness and the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you not see? أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said of the creation of the human being, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ Allah has created the human being in the most perfect and balanced form. And what that refers to, perhaps from one angle, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us with a physical body, with organs, with cells, with bones, with muscles, that is so balanced and perfect and beautiful. Allah has also created us with intellect and with intelligence to process information, to learn, to understand cause and effect, to process the world around us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also created us with this emotional intelligence. We feel. We are not just robotic where we just amass data and process it as numbers or as binary code, but we have feelings. And a fourth component and dimension to our creation, which is also vital for our existence, is the ruh and the spirit, the spiritual health of the human being. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created us within us this soul that is not tangible. That's not something you can see with any MRI or any imaging device, but it is there, and it is what differentiates the living from the dead. Now we live at a time where there is a lot of emphasis on physical health and well-being, and now there is more and more talk about emotional health and well-being, and that is very positive. And we talk about staying healthy and strong and strengthening our immune system. I got sick with the cold twice in the span of 2 months. Somebody came to me and said, you really need to work on your immune system. But I thought to myself, what about the spiritual immune system? Each of these different dimensions of our creation needs to be nourished. And what food and what you are eating, like medicine, before the day comes when medicine will be your food. So we are supposed to take care of ourselves. But I thought to myself, what about the spiritual immune system? Each of these different dimensions of our creation needs to be nourished. And when we look in the Quran, we find this beautiful speech of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. We find some anecdotes and some examples of how to maintain that spiritual health and immunity. If you were to ask someone that is afflicted with an illness, Allah grant you all good health and strength. A window where we can look into the state of being of disbelievers in the hereafter and see what is it that they would go back and change. Say, maybe I would avoid such and such activity, or avoid such and such foods, or I would try to do this, or I would do that. So how about when the Qur'an gives us, and of the most powerful chapters of the Qur'an is Surah Al-Mu'minun, which begins with the description of believers and how they attain success. And within that surah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the end, has some extremely powerful verses that are addressing the mushrikun, the disbelievers, specifically at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what will become of those that were corrupted by the blessings that they enjoyed in the hereafter? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, حَتَّى إِذَا أَخَذْنَا مُتْرَفِيهِمْ بِالْعَذَابِ إِذَا هُمْ يَجْأَرُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when everything is said and done with, this dunya is over, the hereafter comes, and those that were corrupted by their wealth, and they abstained from accepting the truth, they abstained from following the messenger and revelation, they will be crying out for help when the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes upon them. Allah protect us all from His punishment and anger. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لا تجأروا اليوم. There's no point in you crying out for help on this day. إِنَّكُم مِنَّا لَا تُنصَرُونَ You won't find anyone that will protect you or grant you victory on this occasion, in this circumstance. قَدْ كَانَتْ آيَاتِي تُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there was a time in the past when my verses were recited upon you. فَكُنْتُمْ عَلَىٰ أَعْقَابِكُمْ تَنْكِصُونَ But you turned and fled away arrogantly from the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِرًا تَهْجُرُونَ And this short verse of just a handful of words is what I'd like to focus on today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, the verses of Qur'an were recited upon you, but you abstained, you turned away, you ignored, you rejected, you disbelieved. Allah then describes their condition. مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِرًا تَهْجُرُونَ Allah is addressing the pagan Arabs at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah mentions and critiques three terrible mistakes and pitfalls that they fell into. Something that we can look towards in a hopeful way, so we can abstain from falling into those same mistakes. The first thing is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ When we look into the books of tafsir, the scholars have taught us that مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ, they were arrogant. And we have spoken about arrogance so many times, and we should speak about it more because it is a terrible disease of the heart we must protect ourselves from. They were arrogant. But Allah says, مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ They were arrogant with it. And the scholars of tafsir almost are in agreement that it is referring to the Kaaba, the holy sanctuary of the Kaaba. And the discussion and the meaning here is that these pagans were living in this place that was revered by so many. And they became arrogant because of it, meaning they sought it as a form of arrogance. We will never be destroyed, we will never be punished because we are the people living around the Kaaba. In essence, they were deluded by the blessings of Allah that they enjoyed in this world. There was some blessing, there was some gift, there was some bounty, there was some greatness that they experienced, and instead of being grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it, they fell into a sense of entitlement. We are special because we are people of the Kaaba. We hear the same mantras today. The decades have come and passed, but the attitude is still present. We are special because of our race, fill in the blank. We are special because of our socioeconomic status, you plug in the number. I am special because of my achievements. Nothing wrong will happen to me. Nothing bad could befall me because I've achieved this level of greatness. Therefore, when wahi and revelation comes, when a means of purifying and rectifying and improving and growing comes, it is rejected. Why repent? I didn't do anything wrong. Who do I need to apologize to? I don't need to apologize for anything. You do you. I'm going to celebrate myself and whatever I want and enjoy. That's the attitude that we are taught today. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, it is that very attitude that got them in the position where they are crying for help. But Allah says, لا تجأروا اليوم. There's no need to cry for help. إِنَّكُمْ مِنَّا لَا تُنصَرُونَ مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ. That's why Imam Al-Ghazali has some beautiful lines. He says, never be deluded even by the greatest blessing upon you, which is your piety and your religiosity. The greatest blessing we can have in our lives is that we are true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, doing acts of obedience and worship. Everything is secondary to that. The scholar tells us, don't even be deluded even by that. So he says, when you see a child, think to yourself, this child is sinless. How many sins have I amassed and collected in my life? When you see an elderly person, you should say to yourself, this elderly person has been worshipping Allah far longer than me. They have collected so many more good deeds and achievements in the sight of Allah than I have. When you see the ignorant person, think to yourself, they have made a mistake and disobeyed because of their ignorance. But I have knowledge, I have information, they don't. And yet I am still making mistakes and disobeying Allah. So it's even worse upon me because I should know better. And when you see a knowledgeable person or a scholarly person, think to yourself how much knowledge they have gathered and collected that will raise their rank in the sight of Allah, and how little do I know. It's a recipe for walking through this world and not falling into a state of delusion, not falling into the trap of مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ. مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِرًا تَهْجُرُونَ. They said this is referring to their gatherings by night. Samur, by nighttime, under the moon. In those times, people used to like having gatherings at night where they would have long conversations and spend long nights. مُسْتَكْبِرِينَ بِهِ سَامِرًا تَهْجُرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing those gatherings of theirs. Gathering at nighttime. And what are those gatherings about? تهجرون, which is the third, and the two are related. Gatherings by night where there is ridicule. There is words of insult and cursing. And in another qira'ah, in another recitation, the rejection of the Qur'an and abstaining from wahi and revelation. So it is late night gatherings. And there's a reason why we are taught in the Qur'an, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ وَمِنْ شَرِّ غَاسِقٍ إِذَا وَقَبْ. We are taught to seek refuge from darkness when it envelops. Because if you notice, just by statistics, most of the bad things that happen, they happen at nighttime. Why? Because evil people want to get away with their wrongdoing. And at nighttime, people are more susceptible to falling into mistakes. So they say, when you are staying up late and wasting that time with تَهْجُرُونَ, with words of uselessness, that is something that is causing heedlessness, forgetfulness about revelation. And it's amazing that this is in Surah Al-Mu'minun. How does Surah Al-Mu'minun begin? Those successful believers, what did they do? وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ. Those that stayed away from useless and vain speech, which just took away their time and their breaths. That's why a great scholar, he said, الْوَقْتُ, he said, time is like a sharp sword. إِمَّا قَطَعْتَهُ أَوْ قَطَعَكَ. Either you cut it or cut with it, or it will cut you. And it's amazing how our idioms and our words show a sense of heedlessness. The night is young. It might be. But soon morning will come and we will be one day older. تَهْجُرُونَ. Abstaining and delaying and moving away from revelation. Of the greatest mistakes that we have fallen into is depriving our souls from the nutrition of dhikr and the Qur'an. Just like the human body is craving for good, healthy food so it can build that immune system, the ruh, the soul, needs dhikr and it needs Qur'an. Of the worst mistakes we have done is we have deprived our souls from the nourishment of dhikr and the Qur'an. And that's why the very next verse, أَفَلَمْ يَدَّبَّرُوا. Allah says in the very next verse, couldn't they just have pondered and reflected over revelation. Expose your hearts and your ears and your minds to dhikr and to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the Qur'an. By protecting ourselves from falling into these pitfalls and these traps, we will develop that spiritual immunity and we will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a much better condition with a heart that is clean and pure. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. May Allah make us of those who meet Allah with clean and pure hearts. قُلُوا مَا تَسْمَعُونَ وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ مِنْ كُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Repent to Allah, for He is the most forgiving, most merciful. الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده. اللهم صل وسلم وأنعم وأكرم وبارك على سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: ولقد وصينا الذين أوتوا الكتاب من قبلكم وإياكم أن اتقوا الله. الله سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran has mentioned that the universal message to all nations before us and including us, O Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is to have taqwa of him. The universal message to all nations to be successful and to be saved is to have God consciousness and piety. As to what follows, we have been discussing some of the reasons why the disbelievers at the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell into a state of heedlessness. They became arrogant and deluded because of the blessings that they enjoyed or something that made them special, being around the Kaaba. They wasted a lot of time, especially the nights, and they engaged in foul talk. They ridiculed the Qur'an and the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they strayed away and abstained from interacting with revelation, interacting with the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Speaking of the Qur'an, we have a wonderful program tonight with one of the local imams in Orange County. Sheikh Tariq Ata will be presenting tonight at the FFN about the Qur'anic method for dealing with anxiety. Considering what we mentioned, that we are physical bodies, emotional beings, intelligent minds, and also a soul that needs to be nourished with the remembrance of Allah, all of these are connected. Inshallah ta'ala, he will be highlighting one of the ways, one of the connections between interacting with the Qur'an as well as maintaining good emotional health. Another important announcement to share with you all before we close today is that there will be a Umrah trip with the Imam of the Masjid, Sheikh Muhammad Faqih, this month, inshallah ta'ala. It'll be a wonderful opportunity to cleanse and to visit the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to engage in the praiseworthy act of worship of the minor pilgrimage. But there is an extra announcement to that, which is that there is an opportunity. Many people ask, I want to go make Umrah, but I can't afford it. And there is an opportunity that the Masjid, may Allah bless them, has provided, which is two seats in the Umrah package that will be given as a reward, that will be given for free. And there will be a contest to determine who will be eligible for that. You will have to submit a writing piece, and you can get more information, inshallah. So anyone who is seeking a spouse in the most ethical and appropriate of ways can benefit from this event and the program, which will be held here at the Masjid on March 30th. Again, visit the office and the table for more information on all of these and other events held at the Masjid for your benefit. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us of those who listen and follow the best of what they hear. We ask Allah to make us of those who recognize truth and follow it. And may Allah make us of those who recognize falsehood and abstain from it. And O Allah, we ask you to save us from confusion, because that will lead us astray. رَبَّنَا أَتِنَا فِي الدُّنْيَا حَسَنَةً وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ حَسَنَةً وَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. Allah bless us with the best of this life and the best in the hereafter, and save us from the torment of the hellfire. اللهم اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. رحم اللهم موتانا وموتى المسلمين. O Allah, there are many amongst us that are not with us because they are ill. O Allah, grant them good health and strength. O Allah, there are many amongst us that have family members that are currently in the hospital. They have informed us of their names, O Allah. O Allah, we ask you to fill the hearts of all of these family members with patience and contentment, and grant good health and strength to all of those who are in pain and suffering. And O Allah, have mercy on those who you have taken their souls back to you. And O Allah, fill their graves with light. And O Allah, have mercy upon us when we find ourselves in the same position. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.